Very satisfactory, yes. Asked the players for three things today: work rates, attitude and application, and they gave me all three.
Pleased for Lasse Vibe. You said he needed one to go off his bottom, and more about buttocks a little bit later on, and he worked hard and he scored a good goal.
He did. He made great runs all game. You know, Josh McEachran was on form today, finding him with free through balls as well. But he's won the penalty. He's made a great run for his own goal, and he's made a great run for Romain Soyuz's goal as well. And I thought there was some great link-up between him and Romain today, which was pleasing to see.
We discussed Scott Hogan's buttock last time I saw you, and said buttock kept him out of the side today. What's the latest on his injury?
I'm hoping that he'll be back training on Monday or Tuesday. You know, it wasn't right to risk him in today's game, and rightly so, but he should be back training on Monday.
Modern world, there's been a lot of febrile speculation that he's going to go for big money. Can you give Brentford fans, and indeed me, the latest on Scott Hogan transfer speculation?
It is speculation. I mean, there's talk about West Ham. I mean, I know Slaven Bilic was asked about him and waxed lyrical about him, you know, but as far as I'm concerned, all I can concentrate at the moment, because all I know is that he's our player, and he, you know, he's training on Monday or Tuesday at the latest.
Would you rather have the money or the player? The money to spend or the player to stay?
I don't think I'll be able to make that call, because, you know, I don't know what the fee would be if he was to go. All I know is the player that we've got. I love working with him. He's got a great work ethic, and to come back from the injuries that he has done is, you know, paramount to his character.
Potter, of course, the cult hero down here. You don't know him very well. He was here for a few weeks before he went back to Ibar. You can see how much the fans love him here.
Yeah, he was just about to go on. I did say to him, I said, I think you liked him, Jota. And no, he's such a pleasurable person to have around. And I said at the start of it, the big thing for me was that he wanted to come back. Because, you know, I had him for a month. And I could see the undoubted talent that he had, but he had problems at the time. He's gone back to Spain. He's got over them problems, and he's really enjoying being back playing. He's a very talented lad, but such a really good lad as well.